welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
In my finger, got a rhythm in my wall, and as the elephants say, I'm living in a great big way. Got a handful of nothing, and I watch it like a hawk. Well, I'm doing okay, I'm living in a great big way. I'm the salt in the ocean, I'm the sun in the sky, I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt. I'm $1 million long as I got a snap in my finger. Got a rhythm in my walk. Got the devil to pay. Living in a great big way.
This morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before with, a classic from 1935. Benny Goodman and his orchestra just hitting the big time, starting off the swing era. They were joined by a young Buddy Clark, who went on to great success as a singer in the 30s and 40s. And I think that's pretty early on in Buddy's career. And it may have been the only number that he recorded with the Goodman Band. And the number itself, I'm Living in a Great Big Way, written by the fabulous songwriting team of Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. And so typical, those lovely, clever lyrics from Dorothy Fields. And of course, that wonderful melody, too. Well, as I said, they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we're going to feature big bands today. Actually, we do have one smaller group in the lineup, which we'll get to in a few moments. But for the rest, it's big bands. So lots of wonderful musicians and great arrangements. And we have several singers with us as well today. And our recordings are taken all from the 1930s and the 1940s. Well, we'll go now to 1938, to a very fine orchestra led by Bob Crosby, brother of Bing, fine singer in his own right. The orchestra was made up of some greatest musicians around at the time, and they were wonderful at playing and also wonderful at songwriting as well. Well, in that year, the orchestra was joined by a young trumpeter by the name of Billy Butterfield, and I think you may have heard him if you've listened to the show before. There's a lovely sound, even, I don't know quite how old he would have been at this time, probably in his early 20s, but that very rich sound is already very apparent. Well, they're going to bring us the orchestra, and with solos by Billy Butterfield, a song called What's New, which was written especially for Billy Butterfield, welcoming him to the band by band members Bob Haggart and Johnny Burke. Then we'll follow it up with another big band, also from the same year, the one led by Artie Shaw. Now, this may have been his second big band. He did have several, and the second one was particularly fine, again, with some great talent. And Artie Shaw and the orchestra are going to bring us a lovely number written by Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach for the musical Roberta. The song is called Yesterdays. And then, as I mentioned, we're going to have a smaller group with us this morning. So it's a small big band, I guess we'd have to call it. It's called the Charleston Chasers, and it had lots of wonderful musicians in its lineup. Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Frank Signorelli on piano, Wardley on bass, Dan King on drums. And the trombone and the clarinet and alto sax, respectively, were played by the Dorsey brothers. Now, we're going to have recordings from each of the Dorsey brothers and their big bands, I believe from 1949, a little later on in the program. But I thought it might be fun to start off with them in their youth. And from 1930, this is. The song is called You're Lucky to Me. It was written by Eubie Blake. Lyrics are by Andy Razzoff, and they're brought to us this morning by Eva Taylor. And we'll get started with Bob Crosby and his orchestra with Billy Butterfield, What's New?
China can be, you're lucky to me. My only luck charms are your two loving arms. Anybody can see, you're lucky to me. No harm can happen to me anymore. I'm riding 13s all over my door. My mother and dad thought that my luck was bad. Now, like me, they agree, you're lucky to be.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa on your dial at CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to some big bands from days gone by, in particular the 1930s and the 1940s. So we're going back almost, well, 90 years. The recording you just heard, which was actually from a smaller group, but as a tie-in to some of our big bands this morning as well, the Charleston Chasers, featuring the trombone of Tommy Dorsey and the clarinet and alto sax of Jimmy Dorsey. They brought us You're Lucky to Me from 1930, written by Ubi Blake and Andy Razaf. Before that, Artie Shaw with the lovely Jerome Kern number, Yesterday's from 1938. And we started off with the trumpet of Billy Butterfield, the orchestra led by Bob Crosby, and a song written actually for Billy shortly after he arrived with the band for that wonderful trumpet called What's New. Well, we're going to stay in 1938 for our next recording, which is from a band that's perhaps not as well known to contemporary audiences, but an excellent band nonetheless. Band leader was Larry Clinton, and he was also, as we will hear this morning, a songwriter of note. We'll start off with his band in 1938 with a jazz standard that just about every big band and small group has recorded over the years. I don't think I've ever played the version recorded by Larry Clinton of this one, which is Dipper Mouth Blues, I think also known as Sugarfoot Stomp. It was written by Louis Armstrong along with King Oliver. And then we're going to hear an example of Larry Clinton as composer in our next number following that, and it's his song, A Study in Brown. And we'll hear it from the Casaloma Orchestra, and they recorded it in 1937. Another of the several orchestras around at the time that organized themselves in the 30s, late 30s, as cooperatives, and largely made up of alumni from the Dixieland era. And, of course, the instrumental work was particularly fine. And they, of course, as I think I've mentioned in the past, were named after the new nightclub, the Casaloma, that had opened in Toronto. The band, I don't think, ever got there to play, but the name stuck. And then we will hear from one of the Dorsey brothers, as I mentioned. And this is Tommy Dorsey. He's a wonderful trombone player, and he had a very fine orchestra. It went on into the 1950s. We'll hear him from 1949. And it's going to bring us another number written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. I think you've heard this one before. I'm in the Mood for Love. And also featured on this recording, according to the program notes, the trumpet of Charlie Shavers. And we'll hear now from Larry Clinton and his orchestra and Dippermouth Blues.
Thank you.
just heard from Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with a Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields number, I'm in the Mood for Love. Before that, we heard the Casaloma Orchestra with a song written by Larry Clinton.
Advertising on CHUO means reaching out to all communities. Find out more by sending an email to advertising@chuo.fm.
What's going on, CHUO family? Our GoFundMe link is posted on our website at chuo.fm. In order to raise funds to keep doing what we love, sharing music, stories, the news, and many more things with you, the listener. And remember, no donation is a small donation. Thank you so much for supporting our family.
Song before on CHUO 89.1 FM from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and Sunday mornings at this time I bring you music from days gone by, and today is no exception. We're enjoying music from big bands from the 1930s and the 1940s. We're going to carry on with our big bands, and we're going to go to 1944. To one of the most fun and one of the most talented big bands around. Had a very, very long career in its many iterations, but it had a core group of really wonderful musicians, and that's the Count Basie Orchestra. Well, of course, there was the Count himself on piano, people like Buck Clayton on trumpet, Lester Young on tenor sax, also singer Jimmy Rushing, and, of course, many, many more. Well, they're going to join us from, as I said, 1944, with a number written by Eli Robinson, and it's called Sugar Hill Shuffle. And then back to 1939, to another orchestra that perhaps is not a household name these days. It was very popular at the time, and that was led by Charlie Barnett, a very accomplished alto sax player and a great aficionado of the work of Duke Ellington. So you can often hear strains of the Ellington sound through recordings made by Charlie Barnett and his orchestra. He was also a songwriter in his own way. Well, we're going to hear him with a number that was written by, it's quite a lineup here. Benny Goodman, Edgar Sampson, Clarence Prophet, and Walter Hirsch. And it's called Lullaby in Rhythm. And Charlie and his orchestra recorded that in 1939. And then we'll hear from the other Dorsey brothers, again from 1949, and this is Jimmy Dorsey. Well, of course, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey started out together in small groups, and then they had a short-lived orchestra of their own before going their separate ways in 1935. And they went on to have a couple of decades of great popularity, each with their own band. We're going to hear the Jimmy Dorsey Band with a number written by Edward Heyman and Johnny Green, and that is Out of Nowhere. And that, as I said, is from 1949. And we'll start with the always fun to listen to Count Basie Orchestra and Sugar Hill Shuffle.
Thank you.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM from the University of Ottawa. Sunday mornings at this time, I bring you music from days gone by, and today is no exception. We've been listening to big bands this morning, and we have three more coming up for you. But before we move on to that, I'd just like to remind you that you've just been listening to Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra from 1949. The number written by Edward Heyman and Johnny Green called Out of Nowhere. And that has become a bit of a popular and jazz standard in its own right. It's a lovely melody. Before that, Charlie Barnett and his orchestra from 1939. The very smooth version of a very smooth song, Lullaby in Rhythm. It really does sound like a lullaby. And we started out, a lively Count Basie band. Well, they're always lively, aren't they? And this was from 1944 with a song called Sugar Hill Shuffle. And I must confess, I don't think I've heard that one before. Well, we've all heard it now. It was written by Eli Robinson. Well, as I said, we're listening to the big bands of the 1930s and the 1940s. It's very much a time associated with the big bands, and they came into being. Well, we started out with individual jazz groups, and then we had dance bands in the early 30s. And around 1935, jazz and the band got together, and we ended up with the big band era with all those wonderful orchestras. They used a lot of arrangements, so you have a very smooth sound, but oh, you can certainly hear the jazz musicians there in the various solos, and some of them, the swing rhythm, of course, was fantastic, and we had some wonderful arrangers helping out, like Fletcher Henderson with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Well, we're going to go now to 1939 to an individual who led a band, the Teddy Wilson Orchestra, and that, of course, is Teddy Wilson, a pianist who'd started out way back in the 30s for the Brunswick label at the behest of John Hammond, to whom music fans will be everlastingly grateful for all of the many artists he brought to the public ear, I guess you'd have to say. Teddy was one of them, and he certainly made many, many recordings for the Brunswick and Columbia labels throughout the 1930s, and he also recorded with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, he and Benny, mostly with the smaller groups, the trio and the quartet, and he and Benny Goodman got along beautifully, and beautiful musical duo there, often joined by Lionel Hampton and Gene Krupa to make up the quartet. In 1939, Teddy set up his own orchestra. It was, unfortunately, short-lived, as several of the bands that were formed in the late 30s and early 40s were, and it was no shortage of talent on the band. So it certainly wasn't due to that. I guess it was more the economics of the situation. I'm not really very sure, but it had a year of performances, and it was one of the top-notch bands. Of course, Teddy on piano. Other people playing with it were Ben Webster and Harry Shorty Rogers, the great trumpeter. Well, we're going to hear the band from 1939 with the number The Little Things That Mean So Much. And the words are going to be brought to us by Jean Eldridge. I believe she was associated with the Duke Ellington Orchestra as well. No relation to trumpeter Roy, so far as I can tell. And we'll follow the Teddy Wilson Orchestra with another very fine band in the 30s and 40s, and that was led by Jimmy Lunsford. Once again, perhaps not a household name to more contemporary audiences, but great talent in the band. They're going to bring us the number written by Irving Berlin called Slumming on Park Avenue. And that'll be Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra. And we'll hear now from the Teddy Wilson Orchestra, The Little Things That Mean So Much. Thank you.
let's go slumming. Take me slumming. Let's go slumming on Park Avenue. Let us hide behind a pair of fancy glasses and make faces when a member of the classes passes. Let's go smelling where they're dwelling, sniffing everything the way they do. Let us go to it, they do it, why can't we do it too? Let's go slumming, nose a thumbing at Park Avenue.
Been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Thanks so much for joining me today, and hope you enjoyed all our big bands. And we'll be with you again next week. I hope you can join me then too. Please stay with us. Randy's going to come along in a few minutes with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And as I said, please join me again next week for more music from days gone by. We're going to end with perhaps one of the most famous of the big bands from this time. That's the one led by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. We're going to hear them from 1942, joined by Ray Eberly and the Modernaires. And the song is written by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon, and it's called Serenade in Blue.
Tell me, darling, is there still a spark for only lonely ashes of the flame we knew?
Should I go on whistling?